Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Back in February, our state's oldest working distillery made the move to a greatly expanded location to accommodate growing demand. Then COVID hit, and like many other distilleries and breweries, they moved to outside bottle sales, started producing hand sanitizer, and have now started producing a socially distanced concert series. Scott Newitt is co-founder of Firefly Distillery, and he joins us by phone now from his office in North Charleston, South Carolina. Scott, welcome back to the program.
And thank you, Mike.
It's been many, many years, back in the early days of the distillery, since we had you on this program. Give us a brief history and overview of Firefly.
Sure. So last time we talked was in 2008, and we had just introduced the world's first sweet tea flavored vodka. We made it at our distillery on Wadmalaw Island, South Carolina, using the tea from the tea plantation there and sugar. And a few years later, we came out with moonshines. We've produced some rums and some liqueurs and also a bourbon, which we just released last year, a seven-year-old bourbon. You know, we had a lot of visitors come to Wadmalaw, but we just couldn't grow anymore, and Wadmalaw didn't want us to put any more buildings up, so we decided to move to North Charleston. We bought 15 acres from the city of North Charleston in 2016 and finally got our new distillery up February of 2020. It's much larger than the old place. We've got about 25,000 square feet of distillery, production, gift shop, tasting room. We have some event space and offices. And then we've also got a 4,000 square foot barrel warehouse where we're aging bourbon and whiskeys.
Talk about the market that you have for your products. Are you shipping these in South Carolina only, across the country, the world?
Our sweet tea vodka is in all 50 states and the Caribbean. Our moonshines are in around 30 states. We've also got our moonshines in the Caribbean and in England. We actually do pretty well for a little moonshine brand in England. Our rums are just sold in South Carolina, as well as our liqueurs, and our bourbon is sold basically just here at the distillery and a couple of retailers.
All right, now walk through what has happened with your business since the pandemic.
When we were shut down, we moved everything outside and started working on a formula for hand sanitizer. I had an old Airstream that we converted into a retail shop, and people could come, drive their cars up, socially distance, and they could buy hand sanitizer out of it and our liquors. And that was for most of March and April. 2 weeks after we shut everything down, we had a FDA-approved formula for a hand sanitizer and had a really good 2.5 month run. I set up two distributors. One was our traditional liquor distributor, and then I set up a non-traditional distributor that called on doctor's offices and hospitals and school systems and government buildings.
At what point did this concert series come to fruition, and exactly how are we doing this? Because, you know, these kinds of events are a little bit worrisome for a lot of people gathering together.
Sure. I have a friend, Rob Lamble. He is a producer. He puts on concert series and things like that. And he owns a company called Ears for Music. And we met, and there were people around the country doing drive-in movie theaters and drive-in concerts. And I said, I don't want to do anything involving a vehicle and alcohol. That doesn't seem smart. But then he said, why don't we try to do something safe on our 4-acre lawn, which has a capacity per North Charleston of 5,000 people. So we both came up with the idea of developing these 10-foot by 10-foot squares and having them 8 feet apart from each other on all sides. And we ended up putting 125 of these squares out on the lawn in a series called Safe Sounds, and ended up with somewhere between 200 and 350 people per Saturday night for 6 weeks. We had two off-duty North Charleston policemen here, as well as four security people to make sure people were, you know, distancing and wearing their masks.
And how long will this concert series go on now that you've had success with it?
We're going to start back up Labor Day weekend and run it through the middle of November.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thanks for having us, and we appreciate everything you do, Mike.
Scott Newitt is co-founder of Firefly Distillery, and he joined us by phone from their new headquarters in North Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.